Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Never Enough, From Barista to Billionaire by Andrew Wilkinson, is a hybrid of memoir and entrepreneurship narrative that traces the author's climb from low-wage service work to building a business portfolio valued at over $1 billion. Rather than presenting success as a clean sequence of tactics, the book aims to show what the path actually feels like, including wrong turns, blind spots, and the social and emotional turbulence that can accompany rapid wealth. Wilkinson writes from the perspective of a modern internet entrepreneur and investor, and he connects his story to a long-term ownership mindset often compared to a Berkshire Hathaway-style approach applied to online businesses through his holding company Tiny. Alongside business lessons about building, buying, and operating companies, the book foregrounds a more personal question, what counts as enough, by exploring ambition, competition, relationships, and identity after financial success. The book positions itself as both a practical look at value creation and a candid examination of the costs that money can amplify. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from early hustle to compounding opportunities. A central thread in Never Enough is that the author's trajectory is less about a single breakthrough and more about momentum created by repeated attempts. Wilkinson describes a messy early career arc that moves from modest beginnings into entrepreneurship, with learning driven by trial, errors, and quick feedback loops. The value for readers is not a promise of a repeatable shortcut, but a realistic portrayal of how skills, networks, and confidence can compound over time. The book highlights how early jobs and small projects can still matter because they create proximity to customers, constraints that force creativity, and a baseline understanding of effort and trade-offs. It also acknowledges that narratives about overnight success often compress years of iteration into a neat headline, which can distort expectations for first-time founders. By leaning into an honest accounting of mistakes, the book encourages a practical mindset: keep shipping, keep learning, and treat each step as a chance to earn the next opportunity. The business takeaway is that progress often comes from persistence plus improving judgment, not from perfect plans or heroic talent. Secondly, a Tiny-like holding company model for internet businesses, Wilkinson is closely associated with Tiny, a long-term holding company that buys, builds, and operates multiple internet businesses. In the book, this approach is framed as an alternative to the venture-funded playbook that prioritizes hypergrowth and exit timelines. The holding company mindset emphasizes acquiring good businesses, improving operations, and keeping ownership long enough for cash flow and value to compound. This perspective aligns with a value investing sensibility, but translated into software, media, and other digital business categories where distribution, brand, and product quality can create durable advantages. The book positions the model as especially attractive for entrepreneurs who want autonomy and sustainability rather than constant fundraising. Instead of treating companies as lottery tickets, the narrative treats them as assets that can be managed, diversified, and strengthened across a portfolio. Readers interested in acquisitions and long-term investing can extract a high-level framework look for understandable businesses, pay attention to fundamentals, and build systems that let operators run companies well after the deal closes. The emphasis is on ownership quality and operating discipline, not hype. Thirdly, brutal honesty about mistakes and the real cost of learning. A distinguishing feature of Never Enough is its willingness to treat failure and poor decisions as primary teaching material. Wilkinson does not present himself as a flawless strategist. Instead, he frames his success as inseparable from moments where he misjudged people, incentives, spending, or priorities, and then had to repair damage. That posture shifts the book from motivational success story into a more useful reflection on how wealth can magnify existing flaws, not erase them. For founders, the practical implication is that decision quality matters as much as ambition, and the penalty for bad judgment rises with scale. The book also suggests that the emotional residue of mistakes can be as consequential as the financial cost, especially when relationships are involved. By making the learning process visible, the narrative helps readers calibrate their own expectations. Progress will include embarrassment, reversals, and periods where the next step is unclear. The key lesson is not that mistakes are good, but that avoiding honesty about them is expensive. Treating errors as data improves future decisions and reduces the temptation to repeat self-defeating patterns. Fourthly, the psychology of wealth and the hedonic treadmill. The title theme, Never Enough, is explored as a psychological condition that can persist even after extreme financial success. Wilkinson describes how comparison and competition do not disappear at high net worth levels, and in some environments they intensify. The book examines the subtle ways money can reshape identity, what you think you should want, how peers signal status, and how quickly new baselines form. This is where the memoir intersects with a more philosophical inquiry into satisfaction and meaning. Rather than claiming that money is irrelevant, the book treats money as powerful but incomplete. It can buy comfort, time, and security, yet it can also invite anxiety, perfectionism, and a constant impulse to upgrade life, deals, and reputation. The narrative pays attention to how the chase can become self-sustaining, even when the rational need has been met. For readers, the value is a reality check that can inform personal goal setting. If the internal metric is always relative, no milestone will settle the mind. The book pushes the reader to define enough in human terms, not only numeric ones. Lastly, relationships and reputation under the pressure of success. Never Enough emphasizes that wealth changes social dynamics, often in uncomfortable and unpredictable ways. Wilkinson discusses how money can distort trust, increase transactional thinking, and expose misalignment in friendships, partnerships, and family life. Even when intentions are good, the power imbalance created by wealth can complicate honesty and boundaries. The book also highlights that entrepreneurship can demand an intense focus that competes with the time and emotional availability relationships require. This creates a recurring trade-off building. Something big can be thrilling, but it can also crowd out the quieter practices that sustain a stable life. In this framing, relationship damage is not merely collateral, it is a core risk that deserves active management. The practical lesson is to treat personal life with the same seriousness as business operations, clarify values, communicate expectations, and notice when ambition is turning into neglect. Reputation also matters because founders operate in networks where trust compounds like capital. When wealth and influence grow, small lapses can create outsized harm. By foregrounding these themes, the book widens the definition of success to include how we treat people while winning. In conclusion, Never Enough is best suited for entrepreneurs, operators, and investors who want a grounded look at building wealth without the usual myth-making. Readers who enjoy founder memoirs but are tired of sanitized origin stories will appreciate the book's directness about uncertainty, missteps, and the sometimes awkward realities of becoming extremely rich. It also fits readers who are financially ambitious yet uneasy about what that ambition might do to their relationships or sense of self. Because the book treats those concerns as central rather than sentimental, the practical benefits come from its long-term ownership orientation and its emphasis on learning through errors, which can help founders think more clearly about building durable companies and making decisions that still feel good years later. Intellectually, the book stands out by combining business building with an inquiry into enough, pushing past tactics into the psychology of status, comparison, and meaning. Compared with many startup books that focus on fundraising, growth hacks, or heroic leadership, Wilkinson offers a more reflective, portfolio-minded view of entrepreneurship, and he pairs it with an unusually candid account of the emotional costs that can come with winning. The result is a business book that aims to educate and to caution at the same time. If you would like to support Andrew Wilkinson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.